A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 16 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Saturday, 8th March 2021. Dear Father, your ways are beyond our comprehension, and your wisdom exceeds the utmost of our understanding. Allow us to fully surrender unto you, trusting in the path you have set us on. We may not fully understand our troubles, but we know that in your immeasurable wisdom, you have planned things perfectly, and you have our best interests in mind. Allow us, we pray, to draw from your wisdom, that we may see things from your perspective and be strengthened to continue pursuing your will in our lives. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it is written in the book of Romans, chapter 5, the verses 6 to 11. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. The amazing love of God. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. We were unable to defend ourselves or to act effectively, and then Jesus came into our lives and rescued us through his death. Scott Fitzgerald has commented that the loneliest moment in someone's life is when they are watching their whole world fall apart and all they can do is stare blankly. That is helplessness, and that is how we were before Christ came and died for us. And now God has embraced us with his love and favor far beyond any measure. And God came to us and embraced us like that while we were still his enemies. So now that we are safe, we are assured that he won't give up on us in the future. We are at peace with God. We can relax in this kind of love and just enjoy him. It is amazing love. Now, friends, if you read Romans 5 to 8, you would be intrigued to find that Paul both begins and ends his exposition on Christian living with a powerful statement of assurance. He begins by assuring us that since God saved us while we were still enemies and unworthy sinners, he will certainly carry through this salvation by Christ's life in us. Then he concludes in the final verses of chapter 8 with a resounding assurance that at the judgment throne of God, no one will speak a word of condemnation against us. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love expressed to us in Jesus Christ. It is an assurance of the everlasting love of God in Christ Jesus. Why do we need such assurance? Because as we struggle with temptations to sin, as we face the difficulties of this earthly life, and as we face discouragement and self-doubt, when we fail or have a sense of failure, Satan bombards us with despair, condemnation, and self-loathing. We even suck up and internalize Satan's lies, which then result in insecurity and doubt. But Paul says, how can you doubt the love of someone who gave his son to die for you when you were his enemies? The fact that Jesus Christ died for us is the final proof of God's love. It would be difficult enough to get a man to die for a good man. It might be possible for a man to be persuaded to die for some great and good principle. A man might have the greater love that would make him lay down his life for his friend. But the wonder of Jesus Christ is that he died for us when we are sinners and in a state of hostility to God. Friend, there can never be any other definition and exhibition of love that goes further than this love of God in Christ Jesus. It was not good men and women that Christ died to save, but sinners. Not God's friends, but people who were his enemies. And through Jesus Christ our Lord, our relationship with God has dramatically changed so that Christ is present in our lives to help us and to guide us, to fill us with his strength so we might overcome our temptations and trials and hardships and heavy responsibilities, and to clothe our lives with something of his beauty and radiance. Paul is quite clear that the whole saving process, the coming of Christ and the death of Christ, is the proof of God's love. And this love is not just amazing, but hugely sacrificial. And I think, friend, all of us need to learn that lesson of sacrificial love. Maria Dyer was born in 1837 on the mission field in China, where her parents were pioneer missionaries. Both her parents died when Maria was a little girl, and she was sent back to England to be raised by her uncle. The loss of her parents, however, did not deter her young heart from the importance of sharing the gospel. At age 16, she, along with her sister, returned to China to work in a girls' school as a missionary herself. 5 years later, she married Hudson Taylor, a man well known today for his life of ministry, faith and sacrifice. Hudson and Maria's work was often criticized, even by other Christians. At one point, Maria wrote, "As to the harsh judgings of the world, or the more painful misunderstandings of Christian brethren, I generally feel that the best plan is to go on with our work and leave God to vindicate our cause." Of their 9 children, only 4 survived to adulthood. Maria herself died of cholera when she was just 43. But she believed the cause was worthy of the sacrifice. On her grave marker, these words were inscribed: "For her to live was Christ, and to die was gain." Dear friends, in a day when many are self-absorbed and care more about what they can get rather than what they can give, we need a renewal of sacrificial love. It was God's love for us that sent Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins, and it is that kind of giving love that our world needs so greatly today. When we love God as we should, our interests fade as we magnify Him. But the most amazing thing is that He loves us as we are. Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, He loves us perfectly. Though we may feel lost and without compass, God's love encompasses us completely. He loves every one of us, even those who are flawed, rejected, awkward, sorrowful, or broken. Bountiful Father, You are a just God, fair in Your dealings and gracious to those who obey You and live to honor You. You remind us time and again that life will not always be comfortable or easy, and You lovingly warn us to be watchful of obstacles and anticipate hardships. But You also assure us of Your constant presence, Your faithful support, and Your gracious love. Lord, You are the very source of our faith and the one who brings it to ultimate perfection. You made this possible by suffering an unjust death and allowing Yourself to be shamed on the cross. You left the comfort of heaven so that You could be the very example of suffering and perseverance for us. As we face life's challenges and adversities, help us to learn from You and focus on what You did for us. Teach us to run life's appointed course for us with patient endurance. For in Your great name we pray. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. May God's victorious right hand sustain and keep you now and forevermore. Amen.